Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
sailing your boat.
That's true. It is true.
Yeah. Have you ever listened to a podcast? I've never sailed a boat before.
Huge. I used to be a huge sailor.
Really?
Actually? What,
in the Gundawindi River?
No, I am. So in year six, our camp was at Telebudgera,
okay,
which is near the Sunshine Coast in Queensland.
Yeah.
And there was the opportunity to sail on these like little sailing boats. And and I took to it like a duck to water, and I was really good at it. And then
this is a school that didn't have history, and you went sailing.
Yeah, Telebudgera. And actually, I was so confident. The instructor was like, he can go out by himself. So I would have been year six.
Oh,
so
wow.
I would have been
11. You were a 12-year-old going sailing by yourself.
So, anyway, so then didn't sail for years. Dad got into this golf competition. I believe it's called the Volkswagen Scramble. It used to be called the Holden Scramble. And it was, again, I grew up in a small country town. And it was on the coast again. So we all ended up there. I would have been, I think I was 17. I think I was 16, 17. I wasn't old enough to drink yet. And they had sailing boats there. Mm. And so my parents didn't even know. So I went, I'm just going to go for a quick sail.
Oh, they didn't know how proficient you were at sailing.
And there were other people I knew there. Dad was in a team and there was other, like, you know, kids and whatever. And they thought, classic Jimmy's doing a bit. Because, you know, I love to have a laugh. So I walked out on this sailboat, 1 ounce. And I'm like, yeah, pretty sure I remember. You got to sit on this side, that side. And, yeah, I just went out and sailed in a little canal. And everyone just watched me. And they're like, oh, yeah, surely. No, sailed, came back. But I have not sailed probably, since then.
I feel like I always learn something new about you. I feel like I'll never fully grasp who you are as a person.
No, I always tell stories and people always go,
oh, great, that was completely made up.
Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
Here's how it works. It's very simple. I give you a question. Jimmy and Nath, you need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Your names are your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, you need to take your fingers off the keyboards, and it is best of three.
Mm.
And today we are doing the snow edition, of course, because an icy blast hit Tasmania over the weekend. So some just fun facts to learn about winter and snow.
My favourite thing when it does snow here in Tassie is all the mainland people. Like, and Facebook accounts and stuff would post and go, it's snowing in Tasmania.
Yeah. Pretty sure there was a video on Sunrise this morning.
Yeah.
And would you believe Hobart got snow?
We're lucky.
Crazy.
It's a beautiful place, aren't we?
All right, going to kick things off with a big question. What is the lowest ever recorded temperature in Tasmania?
Jimmy.
I got distracted because I laughed.
We have... Tasmania's lowest recorded minimum temperature is negative 14.2 degrees Celsius.
That's correct.
Or do you want it in Fahrenheit?
No.
Okay.
You can tell me where it is and when.
It was on 7th of August 2020 at the Central Plateau.
Yeah, Liaweni.
Liaweni. I remember we chatted about it last year.
Yeah.
So you didn't even Google, you just remembered off the top of your head.
Yeah, I didn't type anything. I was actually texting a friend. Yeah, you should get that gym membership.
Football stats.
All right, question number two. If Jimmy gets this one, this is the win.
Yeah.
If not, we go to a tiebreaker.
I'll try not to laugh. I got distracted.
Okay. Yeah. In which country is the world's snowiest city?
Nath.
Jimmy. Nath, sorry. I was looking at Jimmy.
You really need a win, apparently.
Jimmy.
And Jimmy, you're taking it. No, Grace, I said no. Jimmy, you've won. He hasn't even answered, Grace. Remember when Jimmy's like, menu at Burger Got Soul. Funky chicken.
Funky chicken. Yeah, no bacon, no gluten free bun, thanks.
Nate.
You would like me to answer?
Yes, please.
Okay, the snowiest city in the world with an average of 26 feet or 8 metres of snowfall every year is Aomori City in the Aomori Prefecture in Japan.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Did you not know that?
Yeah.
So the snowiest city is in Japan?
Yeah.
Snowiest city in the world, in Japan.
Aomori City.
Is that because we don't have any cities in, like, Antarctica or anything?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably was. There you go.
Yeah.
Google that. After the game. Okay. I don't know, whatever you're trying to figure out.
All right, we've come down to a tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right, question number three.
You wouldn't read about it.
Grace tried to give me the win. Nate, it's shit.
Do I even try? She's going to give you the win.
How big is the largest...
How big is what?
Come on, mate. You just let us type it in.
The chat.
How big is the largest snowflake on record?
Nath.
Jimmy.
Nath.
Are you sure you don't want to give it to Jimmy? The largest snowflake on record, the Guinness World Record, 15 inches wide.
That's correct.
Oh, he's done it. He's
or 38 come... centimetres.
38 centimetres. Well done, Jim. You've won.
8 inches thick, bro.
What is?
The snowflake.
He's dead. He's dead. His jokes are really bad. And Hobart wants to laugh right now, but instead they're gonna say,
Oh, Dad. Yes, if you look up Dad joke, it is in the dictionary, and it's just a joke that is with the intention to be funny, but may not. Yep. It doesn't say anything about being a dad or being a father or owning children.
There's no prerequisite, and I don't think you own children, do you?
Oh, well, why did I pay all that money? No, look, so give us a call, 131060, whether you're a dad, an auntie, an uncle, a grandma, whoever you are, give us a call and share a joke because it's just a good way to start a Monday, Nathan. Get everyone on the right foot. Yeah. The funny foot.
Oh, the funny foot.
Oh, we need to start calling it the funny foot. Forget the left foot, the right foot. It's the funny foot.
Get the funny foot out.
Absolutely.
Smile on your face. It's just going to, it's a good way to start your week on a positive note.
Absolutely. And you know, if you give us a call with your dad jokes as well, we've got Joker's Comedy tickets to give away. The perfect prize, of course, Comedy at the Casino, thanks to Joker's Comedy Club. Tickets at jokerscomedy.com.au or you win them from us right now. 131060, do you have a dad joke?
Yeah, Google one if you don't have one.
You got time.
Call us 131060 and you get tickets to comedy.
100%.
You get to go to comedy for being a comedian.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, you're not performing, you're watching.
All right, mate.
Unless you are a comedian.
Don't have a go at the people.
I'm not having a go at them. I'm just letting them know. Like I just don't want them to go in thinking that they're performing.
At the Joker's Comedy.
At the Joker's
Comedy. Oh, no, they're performing on our show.
Yeah, oh, yeah, performing on our show. But I don't want you to...
Not anyone can go do comedy at
Joker's. No, only comics, mate. Only comics. You know what? He's right here.
Tells jokes. Yeah, anyway. Do you want to... Should I give one now?
Give me one joke.
I'll give you one now. 131060, how about give us a call. I'll get the ball rolling. Nath, I just heard about a man. He had an accident.
Oh.
Yeah, this man had an accident while playing peekaboo.
Oh, no.
Mm. Yeah, he's currently in the ICU.
Very good. And that's a perfect example.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, Dad.
Daddy.
Daddy, stop it.
Stop.
Daddy, don't. Yes, that's what Hobart is saying right now. And 131060 is the number if you have a joke. Nathan, I'll get the ball rolling. Got a few here.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I can.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we don't have time for heaps, but pick your two favourites.
You stop. Three? Can I do three?
One. Oh, no, I've negotiated the wrong way.
What happened? Mate, Freddie Mercury, Bruno Mars and Venus Williams.
Mm.
Freddie Mercury, Bruno Mars and Venus Williams all walked into the same bar.
What are the odds of that?
Yeah, they didn't plan it.
That's good.
Why don't dinosaurs make good pets?
Why don't dinosaurs make good pets?
Why don't dinosaurs make good pets?
Don't know.
Oh, because they're all dead.
Oh, was this the bad one? Yeah, that's sad.
No, well,
could have said that about half the last joke too.
Yeah. mate, I actually got some sad news.
Oh.
I can't take my dog to the park anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, can't take my dog to the park anymore because ducks keep biting him.
Oh.
Yeah, just the ducks just keep biting him. I tell myself to stop. Yeah, look, I should have known this because he is purebred.
That's what happens. Ducks like bread.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Purebred. The owner said that.
They do.
Purebred. Ducks
are... I'm glad you buried the crap joke in the middle. Thank you for doing that. Sonia from Jeepston. Sonia, got a joke for us?
I do.
Go ahead.
I'm afraid for the calendar. Save the numbers.
Yeah. I mean, your phone line broke out again, so give us that one more. I did hear it, Son, but go again.
I'm afraid for the calendar. Its days are numbered.
Yeah.
I'm afraid for the calendar, its days are numbered.
Yeah.
Which is factual.
It is factual.
But also funny.
Yeah, it is. It is factual, but also funny. There you go. That's good. I'm sorry. I mean, Sonia's joke was great, but yours were really good.
Yeah, no, mine
it doesn't normally work like that.
What about the dinosaur one?
Oh, yeah, no, Sonia's was better. No, was it? And, Jim, this is super exciting. The music festival, Fresh Produce. It's coming to Hobart in 2021, and we are giving away, get this, VIP produce pair tickets valued at $470.
What?
As well as normal just GA double passes, and we're giving them away right now because people performing. We've got Lime Cordial, G-Flip, Matty Jane, and the man in the studio right now also on the lineup to perform at Fresh Produce. Friend of the show, talented musician, good-looking rooster, Hugo Blaydell.
Good-looking rooster. How do you cock-a-doodle-do, Nathan?
Oh,
I missed him. We haven't had him We haven't had you in so long that people don't even know that we're friends, that we hang out. I told someone on the weekend, I was like, I was talking about the festival. I was like, what are you up to on the show? I was like, and so Hugo Blattel's coming in every day. Mm. And this girl goes, do you know Hugo Blattel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, actually, it's true.
And I was like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, what's he like?
Was it followed by, oh, he's an asshole?
he never texts my friend back.
It's true. Hugh, it's been so long that people are suggesting you should get Hugo Blattel on.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Yeah, have you heard of him? He's an up-and-coming musician.
Like, well, mate, we might have to tell the boss.
Yeah.
It might be a little regular.
Well, as I said, Hugo, every day this week.
Yeah, literally. We've got too much Hugo, really, on the show.
Boys, I'm so happy.
Yeah. It's just be back. How have you been, mate? What's been happening?
I've been good. I've actually been having a bit of hiatus from playing live. I've been doing a lot of DJing.
Okay.
Because I'm finishing off my album.
Ooh.
And nice. It's nearly done. I've nearly pulled the last trigger.
Okay. When do you think the album will be ready?
I reckon I might even have a single for you in the next month or two.
Ooh,
I
like that.
And then the album following the next few months. So
this is
very
cool.
Keep an eye out. Yeah.
Now, Hughes, how's it been? Obviously, I mean, last year was a tough year for many musicians, not just in Tassie, but globally, with the performances right back with COVID. Yeah. This year, surely things have been a little bit easier for you.
They have been. They've been better. I've been down at Bot Weekly.
Oh, yeah.
How was last night going off?
Oh, yeah. We had the Hurricanes boys are in and they were going nuts.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Is it end of season for you?
Yeah. Sunday nights at Botanica.
They came in. They've been in a few times and they were wearing blonde mullet wigs and having a great time.
I drove past them in Sandy Bay. Is that who they were?
Yeah. It was their Mad Monday.
Because I drove past them. That's who it was. It was the Hurricanes boys. Because I drove past them like, who's going out on a Sunday? What's wrong with it? Keep them down.
Tigers boys,
okay. And their favourite song request was Akon, so that they were loving that. And they were
what Akon song did they want?
It was the old one. It's not appropriate to say, but Sexy Bitch.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn,
she's a diva.
That is a good song.
Yeah.
Now, Hughes, let's talk about the Fresh Produce Festival. Of course, you're performing. This is awesome. Can you tell us about it? What do you know about it? You're one of the DJs, which is exciting.
Yeah. So I've got a DJ set booked in with them. I've been talking to the guys at Cattle Yard Promotions. They do Groove and the Moo and a few other really cool festivals around the country. And, you know, the Australian music scene's pretty small, so it's like there's everyone's kind of connected. And, you know, I've worked with those guys who worked with Wine Machine, and they all put on amazing events, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I believe, and you'll be able to dance at this one as well, I've been told.
Yeah, I've heard it might be a little fruit salad.
Yeah.
Oh, yummy,
it's
yummy.
Just a mix-up.
You can have a bit of a wiggle.
Well, how about, performing alongside people like G-Flip, Lime Cordiola there, Mallrat, Maddie Jane.
Yeah.
Mate, this is awesome. This is exciting. Will you be able to hang out with them?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, me and Maddie Jane used to busk in Salamanca as wee tackers.
Yeah.
So I've known her for many years. But the other guys, G-Flip and the rest, like... It's great for me because, like, I mean, like, obviously they're pretty big deals, and I just go and get a photo with them and try and be one myself.
But you are a big deal.
The guy from Spider-Man, Tom Holland.
Yeah. Hey, you're on the Jimmy Nay Show. You're a big deal, mate. It's breakfast with the stars.
Yeah.
All right, now this is huge because, Hughie, I mean, we've got you in for a chat, obviously, as well, but all week you're going to be joining us because we are giving away tickets. So you can win tickets right now as well as the chance, get this, to score VIP Produce pair tickets by guessing what the Fresh Produce is in Hugo's mouth as he performs on this show. Now, Hughes, give us a little riff, mate, because you do have the guitar here. So this is live music in the studio. So 131060, if you want to score these fresh produce tickets, you'll get them if you can guess what's in Hugo's mouth. But then you're also going the running to win the VIP tickets.
I'm just going to clarify that. We're not putting anything in Hugo's mouth.
it's careful, boy.
It's not a Saturday night salad. It's going to be a piece of fresh produce.
Yeah, it's fresh produce.
So something that you would find maybe at the markets on a Sunday, a fresh piece.
The farmer's market.
A fresh piece of produce. We're going to put it in Hugo's mouth. He's then going to sing a song.
Yep.
And you've just got to call us 131060 and guess what it is.
What's the fresh produce? If you can get it, you score tickets straight away.
Fresh produce for fresh produce.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. And if you can get it right, you'll get the tickets straight away, but you'll also go in the running for this VIP package as well. All right, so 131060, what fresh produce is in Hugo's mouth? Jim, we are still joined live in the studio by good friend of the show. Of course, it can only be Hugie B. Hughes, mate, thanks for sticking around, buddy. Of course, we're giving away tickets to the Fresh Produce Festival. It's coming to Hobart, of course, with G Flip, Matty J, and Lime Cordial. Hobart Showground, September 10 and 11. Tickets at moshtix.com.au or win them from us right now, Jim. The way this works is it's called Fresh Produce for Fresh Produce, as you just so eloquently came up with the name. Hughie, as
I actually came up with the game as well. It's always been my dream to put something in Hugo's mouth, but this is as close as I'll get. So
Hughes, how this is going to work
we'll talk
is
about it.
Okay. Oh, what happens on the weekends?
Hughes, because you'll be performing at Fresh Produce, what we thought we'd do is get you in the studio. You're going to perform a song live with a piece of fresh produce in your mouth.
Yes.
People just have to guess what that fresh produce is whilst you perform. They do it, they score the tickets, and they go in the running to win VIP pair tickets, which is exciting. All right, so ooh. Hughes, what we'll get you to do is, before we go to the callers, put that fresh produce in your mouth. You've got it there in front of you.
Yep.
Okay, it's in his mouth right now.
Mouth, yep.
And you start performing, mate, because we've got our callers on the line and they're going to be listening to try and figure out what that fresh produce is. A bit of fast car, Jim.
You're a fast car. I want to go anywhere, maybe with you.
Keep going, Chicks. That's it. All right. I'll stop you there.
Pause for a second.
Let's go to Tamara from Roosevelt. Tamara, you're contestant number one. What is the fresh produce in Hugo's mouth?
Can I ask, is it hard or soft?
You can't ask any questions, unfortunately.
You definitely can't answer.
His mouth's quite full, I can tell you that. Tamara, what is the fresh produce?
A banana.
Not a banana.
Good guess, but no.
Stay there, Tamara. Stay there as we go to Riley. Riley from Lauderdale. Riley, what's the fresh produce in Hugo's mouth?
Well, I was going to go banana, so I'm going to say an apple.
You're going to lock in apple. Before you lock it in, do you want to hear a little bit more of Hugo singing?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, go ahead, Hughes. Give us more of that. Here we go. Okay, that'll do. So, Riley, you still locking in apple?
Yeah, I'll lock in apple.
Ah, you've
it's
done it!
Come on! It's an apple!
It's a royal gala, baby! Well done! Riley, you've scored yourself two tickets definitely to the Fresh Produce Festival, and you are in the running for these VIP produce pair tickets as well, okay? Well done.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.
Good on you, Riley. Another chance tomorrow, QGB. We're bringing you in and we're putting more things in your mouth tomorrow. All right.
A lot of messages on Instagram from people really wanting these tickets to Fresh Produce.
Oh, sounds awesome.
It does. A huge lineup. G Flip, Cosmos Midnight. I love Cosmos Midnight. Mm. Hooky Dad, Lime Cordial, Morat, Slag Queens. The list goes on and on. Now, I just want to remind people, if you do want tickets, we're doing it every day this week. Very excited to be hanging out with Hugo B, friend of ours, friend of the show.
Yeah.
You just got to guess what's in Hugo's mouth.
Absolutely. And it's Fresh Produce.
Fresh Produce.
Which is my mistake, because I just said we're putting things in Hugo's mouth. Absolutely my mistake. Yeah. I should have corrected that. Fresh Produce.
Yeah.
Think farmer's market.
Hugo's still here in the studio. Hughes, is there anything that that you want in your mouth? Like what type of, fresh produce?
What kind of fresh produce would you like in your mouth?
What do you like? What's your favourite fruit or veggie?
I'm a bit of a tropical fruit guy. I like a papaya or a pawpaw.
Jeez, you got expensive taste, mate.
Or a mango.
Or a mango.
And I don't know what the budget is in here, boys, but I mean, the apple
mate,
was today, good.
Today it was an apple. Tomorrow will probably be a banana. We're not made of money.
If I got you a pineapple, would you just bite into it?
I'm not going to go near pineapple or dragon fruit, to be honest.
Why is that?
Why?
It's sharp and pointy.
Actually, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Is there anything bad for the vocal cords?
Actually, coffee.
Coffee?
Coffee and beer actually do a number on me.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I get the froth from both of them and they build up in me gullet. And I'm going...
Oh.
What are you doing? Sorry? What are you doing?
So I'm going...
Putting things in Hugo's mouth. That's a noise.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.